My name is Kyle C, and this is the third installment of My Story. On this edition, we check back in with Jalen Celestine as he breaks down his summer traveling across North America. He shares his experiences playing on a new AAU team with Uplay Canada, the confidence he felt playing at some of the major basketball camps, such as the NBA Academy and the new NCAA camp that the inaugural one they held out this year, how the Raptors championship journey inspires his own, and so much more. South Shore Rap is available wherever you listen to your podcasts. Once again, you can catch us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Listen, rate, review, and subscribe. Don't forget to give me that 5-star loving. And to catch up with my entire catalog of podcast shows, make sure you subscribe to SouthShoreAv.com. Once again, that's SouthShoreAv.com. This is my story on South Shore Ave Radio. Everyone has a story on the pursuit towards achieving their goals and their dreams. So once again, here's Jalen's.
My name is Jalen Celestine, and this is my story.
We last left off with you advising us on your journey through your love of basketball, which led you through living in different cities, which has led you to where you are now, which is Long Island Lutheran in New York. So before we get into your summer and your AAU experience, let's go back to where we left off, which was at the time you were heading into the playoffs. So tell us about that experience.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience going to the state. We ended up winning, actually, over Christ the King. It was an amazing experience. I was with my brothers, and I went to change it for the world.
And what was it like being able to play in something of that magnitude, you know, in the state of New York?
I know, it's just an honor, because I know, like, basketball kind of started in New York. It was a generational place in New York City, so it was just, like, an honor to be a part of it and be a part of the history, the school's history, New York history, all of that.
And what was it like celebrating with your teammates?
Celebrating with my teammates was a memorable moment for sure. A lot of dancing, a lot of Gatorade tubs were dumped on coaches. Yeah, that was fun. That was a fun moment.
Like, did you end up with any end-of-season awards, any accomplishments?
I can't remember the team, but I made an All-State team. So that was pretty cool. I just know for a fact that I got that state championship gold medal. So after we won, we got a gold medal, obviously. And then we were actually awarded a team ring for the accomplishment. So we'll be getting those rings before our first home game. From what I know, we're going to get it before the game, all the returning guys. We're going to invite the guys who graduated. And we're just going to, like, celebrate one more time for a short bit and then get back to business and try to get that first home game win.
Now, you know, after everything was over, you know, you came back home for the summer. Basically, this is essentially one of your last pure summers that you'll get to spend in the city, for, you know, at least for the next little bit anyway. So what was the experience like of just kind of coming back home and just decompressing from everything?
Coming back home after school year was a good feeling. I got to see my family, I got to see my friends. It was definitely fun, but I didn't get to stay home for too long. I had to go to Atlanta for a whole week for the NBA Academy games. I went to California for a week for the Adidas finale, and then I went to Houston for the NCAA camp. So I was still traveling, even though I was supposed to be home for the summer.
What was the first tournament you guys went to?
The first thing I went to was in Atlanta for the NBA Academy games, and that was just an amazing experience. I got to play with kids from all over the world. I got to build a lot of new relationships to the players I still talk to this day. Going into it, I was, like, a little nervous because I didn't know what to expect out of it, like, at all. So I just didn't really want to mess up. But after the thing, I felt really confident in myself. I felt confident in my game. I felt like I was playing really good basketball. So it was a fun experience. I'm happy I won. And then, like, day later, at the spot in New York, and it's from New York, I flew to Cali for the Adidas finale with some of my Lujai teammates and Lujai coaches. But that was for the New York Jayhawks just to end the summer in California. That was also an amazing tournament. Got to play with my old high school teammates, got to make new teammates, new relationship, so that was fun as well.
After coming off the experience of playing at the NBA Academy, like what was your confidence? What was your feeling going into the Adidas games at this time?
After NBA Academy games, I was obviously I had a lot of confidence, so I just had to keep that confidence running for the California tournament. Honestly, I wasn't nervous that tournament at all because I knew a lot of players on the team already. I knew the coaches, I knew the style of play that we're gonna play. So for me, it was just to come in and just try to contribute to get a win.
So then the next camp was the NCAA camp. That was the first year that they had this, right?
Yeah, that was the first year of the NCAA camp.
Okay. And how did you feel going into that camp? And then, I guess, let us know how you felt coming out of it.
Going into the camp, from the whole summer, I just had a lot of confidence. So I just kept that. I tried my hardest to keep that going, keep the positive energy. I went into the camp feeling good about myself, my skill set, how I've been playing. And then I ended the camp the same way. I thought I performed well in the camp. So it was fun.
I was told that there was a player that was trying to come at you at one of these games. Can you kind of break that down, how that went?
I can say his name. I'm not going to talk bad about him. Okay. I'm going to give him praise. In the NCAA camp, there's a lot of Canadians invited to it. I obviously knew a lot of them already, and then one of them happened to be Kobe Elvis, who's like an amazing talent. Picked up a bunch of good offers this year, this summer. And then basically, we were just like a head-to-head matchup. So I took it personally. He took it personally. We were just going at it. But at the end of the day, it was all love. That's my guy. That's my friend. That's my teammate. So, but that was a really fun game to play in. I ended the game with like, I don't know, like 25 or something, like maybe more. Like it was like mid to high 20s. It was probably mid 20s, like 25, I want to say. He ended with like similar numbers. So it was a good game for sure. It was definitely I had the most fun in that game throughout the whole camp for sure.
And what about the other experience where somebody was coming at you that you didn't know?
Yeah, I didn't take that any way other than just basketball. He wants to win as badly as I do, so he just started talking trash, and then it kind of motivated me, I guess, to play harder. And then that's what I did. So we went back and forth, and then I personally think that I ended up with the upper hand, but it is what it is, just basketball. Mm-hmm. I still dapped him up and everything after the game, so.
Where we left off on the first episode of the last episode, you had announced that you had changed AAU teams and decided to play with UPlay. What was that experience like for you?
UPlay, that summer, that UIBL, like, session, I guess you want to call it, whatever you want to call it, that was an amazing experience. I got to make new teammates, like, teammates forever, brothers forever. Met new coaches, build new relationships, and I got to play on the biggest stage in high school basketball. So even though we didn't come out with the record we wanted, I still felt like I made the best out of it, and I just thank the UPlay organization, Dwayne, Coach Nate, all of them, Huggy. I just want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity. My first game, I can't remember who we played, but I was definitely nervous. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was definitely nervous for the first game, but after that game, I got like the nerves out like after the first 2 minutes, and after that, I was fine. It just felt like after a while, it just turned into basketball. It's on your head at the end of the day. So I knew my role on the team was trying to be a leader, try to like perform, try to lead by example. So that's all I tried to do.
What do you feel was your best performance this summer? Was it the game or one of the camps where you felt like everything kind of clicked?
This summer I had a couple good games where I played pretty well, but to pick one, I don't know. Like I said, I had an amazing summer. For me to pick one game where I thought I played the best would be kind of hard. I had a couple of games where I thought I played well. The game went against one of my friends from back home, Kobe. That game was really fun. That's the game that keeps popping to my head right now.
Out of the three camps, was there like a moment, a practice, a drill, like anything where you just felt like it just came together for you?
This summer was probably one of the UIBL sessions. Probably the second one. The first session went well. I played with amazing teammates. My teammate Taryn committed to TCU. He left. He reclassified up. Like, I learned a lot from Taryn, so I got a lot of confidence. And then basically, like, that session, I thought I played pretty well. I just tried to keep that going for the rest of the summer.
So outside of basketball, how do you see yourself in terms of success? Like, where do you see yourself succeeding outside of basketball?
Something related to school. I'm trying to use basketball. It's like, obviously every kid wants to make the NBA, but if that doesn't want to work, if that doesn't work out, I want to be able to fall back on an education. Yeah, anything, whatever. I haven't picked like something I want to study yet, but once I figure that out, something in that field, I feel like I can excel in, because I put all my time and effort into it.
What did you do this summer outside of basketball that you found joy in besides hooping?
This summer, I got to spend a lot of time with friends and family. That was probably the biggest thing, because I'm never home. So just seeing all my loved ones, that was pretty fun.
Like hanging with your sister, things like that?
Yeah, for sure. My little sister, so even though she doesn't want to admit it, I know she missed me. So when I got to come back home, we're just going to spend days with her and stuff like that. It was pretty fun.
Now, as a Canadian athlete, how did you feel watching that entire experience of the Raptors bringing the NBA championship to Toronto?
That was an amazing experience for me as a fan, just to watch and just like just to see how well the city reacted to it. Yeah, that was just fun. I think I can't remember where I was. I was home for the final game, but throughout the whole series, I think I was actually at school for half of it, mm-hmm. and I got to come home, so that was pretty cool. I actually got to experience it back home with all the other Toronto Raptors fans, the whole country supporting one team. So that was just an amazing experience. I got to go downtown. I went to the parade. I had an interview like the day after they won on CB24. That was pretty fun. Honestly, I feel like everybody from America at that point didn't want Golden State to win. They just didn't believe Toronto could do it. Like watching the games away without, like away from home, watching with all my American teammates, they're all from different places. One thing I never heard was that I want Golden State to win. All the chatter was that I want Toronto to win. I just don't think they will. So, like, it's not like we had a bunch of haters rooting against us. It's we didn't have a lot of believers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess because of past history, I guess that'll kind of make sense.
Yeah.
And how did it inspire you as a basketball player? How did it inspire you?
One thing that inspired me is that, I don't know, just like give reassurance on my dream that maybe that could be me someday.
What are your goals going into this year, your final year of high school, going into 2020, both on and off the floor? You can start with off the floor first.
Off the floor, I'm just trying to mature as much as possible. The relationships I have with people, I'm trying to make them stronger. I'm trying to be a better person to my loved ones. And then on the court, I'm just trying to just keep getting better every day. Every workout we do, just trying to get better, that 1%. And after a while, that adds up. So I say I'm just trying to get better on and off the court in every aspect possible. And then from a team aspect, we want to win. You obviously want to have the goal of going back-to-back. Hopefully that's what happens. Only time will tell. And this year, the States are going to be held at Ford University, which is in the Bronx, I believe. So obviously, that's like, I have that New York City vibe to it. It's supposed to be sold out, and I'm expecting there to be a crowd coming out to it. So that experience is going to be really fun. It's going to be a big game. On as many Lehigh supporters to come out for the game as possible. I just want to give a shout out to everyone rooting for me back home. And a shout out to my Lujah family. This is Jalen Celestine, and I'm signing out. This is my story.
Thank you for listening to the third installment of My Story. I hope you enjoy getting caught up on Jalen's progress on and off the court as he continues his pursuit of an athletic scholarship. Even though he's going into his senior season, it's still only the beginning for him. And after this summer, his list of college offers has continued to grow. Much more will be on the way. You're going to want to keep following this young man. You're going to hear his name amongst some of the best in North America, if it hasn't already happened. Special shout out goes out to Slim De Niro. His latest album, Here to Stay, has hit over 1 million streams on Spotify alone. Major congrats to you, brother. He's also showing you that he's on his way too. It's only the beginning for him as well. And shout out to Jay Farrell for the background music. Salute to you, sir. Sasha Rav once again is available wherever you listen to podcasts: Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify, as well as Google Podcasts. And to catch up on my entire catalog of podcast shows, make sure you subscribe to SouthShoreAv.com. Once again, that's SouthShoreAv.com. This is my story on South Shore Ave Radio. My name is Cal C, and we'll see you next time. We out.